You're listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK. I'm Paula Gwen Grant. On today's program, we're discussing the financial cost of a cancer diagnosis. Our guests are cancer survivor Jeanette Ross and Mitzi Sharp-Futro, Executive Director of the Atlanta Cancer Care Foundation. Your comments, experience, questions about the financial cost of a cancer diagnosis are welcome right now. Join the conversation by calling us at 404-880-9255, 404-880-9255, or join us on Twitter at CCRTD. Let's go to Atlanta. Ms. Rogers, welcome to Your Health Connection. Go ahead with your question.
Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My question, first of all, let me just say congratulations. I would say we're celebrating Ms. Jeanette Ross and her conquest of coming through the process. And personally speaking, I've not been through it, but I've been through it with others, three immediate family members and several friends. But my question was in reference to the finances. I believe her name is Mitzi.
Yes, Mitzi. Mm-hmm.
Atlanta Cancer Foundation.
The Atlanta.
Is it just for the local Atlanta area? And the reason why I'm asking, because I went through a sad situation with a good friend in another area of Georgia, Savannah. And because a lot of self-employed people may have the insurance and then they've lost the insurance through the marketplace, or the insurance made a mistake and they couldn't get their treatment. And so I was wondering, is it just for the local Atlanta area or is it outside of Atlanta as well?
Our services are available to individuals who are living in or being treated in the 17 counties around Atlanta. I've learned not to try to list them off because I always forget at least one or two. But if you go to our website, you can see what those 17 counties are. Savannah is outside of our area.
I think that would be, because it is kind of distant away.
Although,
but it was a sad situation because I lost that friend because of the insurance issue dropped it. Doctor wouldn't take a payment, or she didn't have the payment for an x-ray or to get the results. They didn't pass it on. She ended up having, she had cancer in the brain, I believe, and having a couple strokes and passed away because the care was dropped from a financial standpoint. And it was just the worst thing to even, it was the worst thing ever. And this just happened this last December.
I am so sorry.
Unexpectedly. And it was all over money in terms of not getting the help and the follow through.
We are so sorry for the loss of your friend. And this is exactly why we're covering this subject, because the financial cost of a cancer diagnosis, we don't want that kind of outcome. We want to try to have information, and we understand this is a real issue. And so the Atlanta Cancer carefoundation.org. Mitzi, did I get your website correct?
Did.
It's such an important resource. And then from there, you can research similar if you're going to Savannah, which is Chatham County. That's getting down in the coastal part of Georgia. But it's important that we share, that we talk. We're talking about the financial cost of cancer, of a cancer diagnosis, because it's so important. Let's again go to Atlanta. Christopher, go ahead. Welcome to Your Health Connection.
Oh, hello. Good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm a professor in a school of pharmacy, PCOM here in Atlanta. And I wanted to, I'm also having an adjunct faculty with Morehouse School of Medicine position. And so we see a lot of health disparities that, as it relates to people with cancer and other things. And one of the resources that we reach out to patients when we see them in clinic and so forth, is we get them steered to patient assistance programs. And we find that with each patient assistance programs, depending upon what the pharmaceutical company defines, what percentage of the federal poverty level, a lot of people will qualify for these medicines from different pharmaceutical companies at a reduced cost, or what we find a lot is that they will send them a year's supply of these medicines. And so that's something that I would like to speak about to the public that's listening, that the average citizen may or may not realize the patient assistance program with each company that has that type of chemotherapy, and for that matter, other drugs as well, that comes along with that diagnosis and so forth. And this is a great resource, and it's something to discuss with your doctor, because your doctor will actually have to write the prescription, and they'll have to send all that paperwork into that pharmaceutical company. But
right.
We found this to be a very valuable tool for a lot of our patients.
Christopher, thank you. We really appreciate that information. We're talking about your experience. If you have wisdom and information such as Christopher just shared, the financial cost of cancer showing up in your life is exactly what we're tackling on this edition of Your Health Connection. Call us now, please, 404-880-9255, 404-880-9255. It can, you know, we hear cancer. When we get the diagnosis, you know, our brain freezes. We don't hear much else, and we don't know about these patient assistance programs. And Mitzi, we don't know about your Atlanta Cancer Care Foundation. And Jeanette, you had to Google and do so much homework, and you are the type of individual that would go after the information. But we know that people often, especially if they're uninsured, feel like they don't have any choices. Mitzi, at the Atlanta Cancer Care Foundation, for the uninsured who just feel like they have no hope because they, first of all, feel like no one's really paying attention to their cancer diagnosis, it's not as important as someone who's insured. And this is what we hear oftentimes. What are you sharing with those particular folks?
First of all, we try to share that they are not alone in this. That is the number one thing that we try to communicate through the whole process. We call every patient for whom we get an application. We talk to them about their situation. They're not just a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
They are a person mm-hmm. whose life is valuable to themselves, to their loved ones, to their communities. And we, along with other resources, really do care, even if they don't realize it.
Yeah, right.
Even if they may not think that they should, or they think everybody is glossing over and kind of sweeping it under the rug.
That's right.
So whether you're insured or you're uninsured, you still have hope. There are still resources that you can become involved with, that you can reach out to, that can help. And quite honestly, you may not be in that much worse of a situation than an insured person by the time it all boils out.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't feel like you're that far behind, because there are resources there for you.
And I love that we had Christopher call in talking about, you know, talk to your doctor, mention to your doctor some your financial challenges, because the doctor can write certain prescriptions and work with the pharmaceutical companies, like Christopher was sharing, with the patient assistance programs. Your doctor's office knows of resources as well, right, Mitzi?
Yes, they do. But as Jeanette has said, and as we've said, asking is the number one thing.
Yes.
The cancer support community recently did a survey, and 73% of the people who responded said that they had not ever raised the issue of the financial concerns and the financial costs with their doctor.
Because we think we shouldn't. We think the doctor is just there for the physical part. We don't think to really ask the doctor, Jeanette, about the financial part, right?
Well, that's true. That was new to me. But one of the things I want to touch on, when we talk about being responsible financially and getting anything that's devastating in your life, is how you have managed it even before then. So your approach in giving up, for those who do give up, that means to me that they were giving up on other things other than just being diagnosed with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you approach it and how you're going to move forward to it. So a lot of it is bigger than the cancer diagnosis itself. It's how you are going to manage it and not give up, no matter what the resources, whether they're there or not. You could have the resources and you've been just, you know, irresponsible in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get that going on, you are who you are, you know.
Right,
so
right.
Zebras sometimes just don't change their stripes. They do what they do. So,
and what I do love is that you're right about that for certain. But what's also nice is you did encourage counseling, because also sometimes, you both know, Mitzi, you know, Jeanette, you know, folks get depressed. And then when you're depressed about having cancer, or, you know, maybe the depression was there before the cancer diagnosis.
Exactly.
And so now it's worse because of the, you know, this news. And so, you know, you need counseling to sometimes help you navigate through, to help you, you know, keep the big picture in mind and not get hyper focused on any area of dealing with this. Don't be afraid to speak up. Say something to your doctor about the financial impact of what your doctor is putting together as your treatment plan, because the doctor can refer you to programs that really only the pharmaceutical company and the doctor know about. And that's what we need you to tap into, is that particular resource. Don't be afraid to speak up. That's critically important. We're talking today on Your Health Connection about the financial cost of a cancer diagnosis. If you have an experience or a question, call us now at 404-880-9255. Mitzi, any final advice, final words of encouragement, anything you'd like to share with our audience?
I became involved with the foundation based on an experience of my own. In 2013, my dad was diagnosed with cancer in June of that year, and in less than 6 weeks, he was gone. It was very quick, very aggressive, but we knew that no matter what, we would have bankrupted everybody to keep him with us. Mm-hmm. We would have tapped into anything and everything, and we would have done whatever it took, no matter what the impact would have been on the quality of life for the rest of us. Mm-hmm. That, mm-hmm. And that's a decision that nobody should have to make.
Yes.
It's a choice that no one should be faced with, either as the patient or as the caregiver. And so that's what organizations like the Atlanta Cancer Care Foundation and patient advocates like Ms. Ross and the other programs we're talking about are here to try to prevent anybody from having to make that choice. And I think it's just, as we've said, you need to reach out, you need to ask. Don't assume that you're alone just because the disease has you feeling siloed and mm-hmm. locked in mm-hmm. and alone.
That's right. I think that's terrific advice. Thank you for sharing. We're sorry about the loss of your dad. And I think the one thing that Mitzi, you and Jeanette here have said, do not be embarrassed. Do not be embarrassed about the financial impact of a cancer diagnosis, because I think that is also just very human of us. You know, it is human because, Mitzi, as you said, many share with you at the Atlanta Cancer Care Foundation that they're embarrassed. Like, you know, I've always been able to take care of myself. Why can't I take care of this too? And the truth is, this is different, is it not?
It's different, and it can make you do a 180. We tell people, you may have been doing just fine at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. We're 5 months into this year, and you've gone through so many treatments and tried so many different things, and the bills are piling up. It doesn't diminish who you are as a person. It doesn't mean that you've done anything wrong. But it does mean that you need to be proactive in making sure that you don't let that financial toxicity further endanger you.
That's such a good point. Survivor Jeanette Ross, final words.
Final word again, I cannot stress attitude. Also pre-planning, not just for cancer, just for life and death and everything in between. You plan to go to school, you plan for weddings, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. all this stuff. But as you get older and more responsible for yourself, your family, plan. Be prepared. Pre-planning is more than just cancer. It's planning.
That's
and
true.
Have a plan. Mm-hmm. And if plan A don't work, go to plan B. You got 26 alphabets. And take it all the way down to Z if you have to.
That's right.
But don't give up. Fight.
That's what we have to do, and we do it together as a community, as a family. Have the discussion with your family so that you can work through the financial cost of a cancer diagnosis. We hope the show has been helpful to you. It is the reason that we put this together here at Your Health Connection. I'm Paula Gwen Grant. Thank you for listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK.
Hello. I am Dr. Shafiq Khan, Director of the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. The Cancer Center is committed to reducing the burden of prostate cancer health disparities in the African American community through research, outreach, and education. On behalf of the Cancer Center, I would like to thank you for joining us today on Your Health Connection.
Your Health Connection is made possible by funding from the National Institutes of Health and the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. For more information, please call 404-880-6878 or go to ccrtd.cau.edu. If you would like to listen to this show on demand, just go to wclk.com and click on the Your Health Connection page. For Paula Gwen Grant and producers Dr. Kimberly Davis and Rob Maynard, This is Jamal Ahmed. Thanks for listening to Your Health Connection.